Today's daf is on Matzia Daf Lamed, and today is Yom HaMiyuchas. As we know, Yom HaMiyuchas is the day in between Rosh Chodesh Sivan and Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah. So the Pashtos, it's called Yom HaMiyuchas, as Lashon Sagi Nahar. There's nothing special about it, but it's so we call it the special day. But others say no. It's Yom HaMiyuchas means it has Yichus. Meaning, what is Yichus? Yichus means that there's nothing mitzidi, but everybody around me, my yichus. Oh, so here too. So what makes it special is that it has great yichus. It's surrounded, and it comes from a great day. And look at its yichus in the opposite direction where it's going to. So it should all be zochet to the yichus of Yom HaMiyuchas, and in both directions. In both directions.
We also have yichus with Kol Am Segula.
So and that was called that was the day that we were called Am Segula. That was the day we called Am Segula, the day after Rosh Chodesh. Okay. They're sitting in Midbar Sinai now, waiting to get the Torah in another couple of days. Okay, so we already have the Torah, so we don't have to wait. Here we go. So, says the Gemara, two dots. Matzah ksus. Somebody finds, as the Mishnah said, clothing. So, one has to take care of the clothing as part of his chiyuv hashava. So, menara achad l'shloshim yom. So, one has to, one shakes it out once every 30 days. Once a month, you shake out the clothing for the good of the clothing. Is that to teach me that near shaking it out is good for the clothing? But then Rabbi Yochanan say, gardi uman betoch beso. If somebody has a weaver in his house, meaning and he doesn't have to worry about ruining clothes, so he can do it every day. Right, and what does that show? Rashi explains to your kashala that shaking it out is bad. But you know what? If you have a weaver in your house, you can do it every day because it doesn't matter. You're going to get new clothing. So is shaking it out good for it or bad for it? So Amri b'chol yom kashila, every day is bad for it. It's difficult for it. It's going to get it worn out. Achar shloshim yom malila. Once every 30 days is good for it. So that's why the Mishnah says do it once every 30 days. Even though the Brisa said, Rabbi Yochanan said, that doing it every day is not good. Iba yisema or lo kasha habachad habitray. Right? Is it one or two people? One person shaking it out is okay. Two people who stretch it as they shake it, so that is not good. That would ruin it. The iba yisema lo kasha habiyada habachutra. Are you shaking it out with your hand or with a stick? Are you beating it with a stick? So again, a hand is okay, but with a stick is too rough. Iba yisema, last one, lo kasha ha. Bita imra, the ha bita kitna. Are we talking about wool? Are we talking about flax? Or linen? So when it comes to wool, so Rashi says, kashala, shinim tachas v'nikras. Wool is going to rip if you shake it out too much. Wool and garment. But by linen, by flax, it's not going to be ruined, and therefore it is okay. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Once we have statements of Rabbi Yochanan about, just life and good advice, so he gives you one other piece of advice. Kisa de charshin, lo kisa de poshrin. It's better to drink a kos of charshin. What's charshin? A kos of wine that there's a chash that there were machshefos, there was magic done to it. You know, you might as well better to drink that even though there's something dangerous to it. But lo kisa de poshrin, but not a kos of lukewarm water. Lukewarm water is like to stay away from, says Rabbi Yochanan. That's something dangerous. Lukewarm water. That's in Hilchas Derech Eretz. But hello, Amar Ela Beklimatras. This is only if you have the lukewarm water in a metal kli. That's where it represents danger. Ava Bekli Cheres Las Lanba. But in an earthenware kli, you don't have to worry about anything. Ubeklimatras Nami Lo Amran. And also in a metal kli, you know, it's only a problem El Delosavitz. If it wasn't boiling, you could say that the germs and the bacteria weren't killed. Ava Delosavitz Las Lanba. But once it's boiled, so then that cleans it out. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem either. Velo Amran, and last one, El Delo Shadabet Tzivya. Only if there are no other ingredients inside, then we say that it is a problem. Aval Shadabet Tzivya, less fun, Bob. But any other ingredients inside is not a problem. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan. Back to Rabbi Yochanan. Also related to, you know, just regular advice of Derech Eretz, but it also has to do a little bit with Avedas coming up. Somebody's father left them a lot of money. They got a big Yerusha. Verotza la'abdon. And you want to lose it. So Pashas of our Girsa, Rabbi Yochanan is being sarcastic. Right? If you have a lot of money and you want to lose it, I'll tell you how to lose it. Meaning, don't do this. But if you want to lose it, Yilbash Bigde Pishdon, you should wear flax clothing, which, as we'll see, gets worn out quickly. And use glass kalim, which break easily. And hire workers, let them do whatever they want. And don't watch over them. So if you want to lose all your money, So do all this. And now the Gemara just explains each phrase. Yulbash b'klei pishtan b'kitzra d'rumisa. Wear b'klei pishtan, which is Roman type of flax, which is very expensive, but it gets ripped and worn out easily. Yishtavish b'klei schuches b'zugisa chivarta. Right, and with white glass that gets easily broken. V'yiskarpolim al yesh v'imayin, and hire and don't sit with them. Hire a lot of workers and don't sit with them. Targuma b'turei d'nafish p'seidaihu. What is that talking about? B'turei, workers with oxen. D'nafish p'seidaihu, there's a lot of loss. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that in those days they did most of their avoda on this in the sada with oxen. Even let's say Rashi says, gathering their grapes off their vines. What they used to do is have oxen walk pulling wagons. People used to jump on the vines, pull the grapes down, and dump them into the wagons. So if one is not careful where the oxen are walking, they could easily walk on a vine, walk into a vine, and destroy your property. So oxen could really cause a lot of loss. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says, if you really want to cause a loss, so then do this, and then you'll cause a loss. So again, our girsa, the passage is that it's sarcastic. If you want to do this, then you're going to lose all your money, do this. The Ritva adds in two words, which makes it not sarcastic. The Ritva's girsa is, Mishiniech lo aviv ma'os shel ribis. Somebody fathers let them o shel ribis, and then he wants to be ma'abi them, yilbash klei pishtan, etc. Right, that's what it means. That's because then you have iser money in your pockets. That's what you want to get rid of it, therefore this is how you get rid of it. The Ritva adds, ha vade mutav sheach zirim l'levim. Might as well give him to the levim. Right, or the love him to the love him, right, if you know who they are, to the borrowers, if you have, because as we know, ribis is an isser for the lender, is an isser for the borrower, is an isser for the edim, is an isser for the sofer, as we'll have later in Ezeu Neshech. It's an all encompassing avera. So it's better to give it back to the love him if you know. But you shouldn't be margol in mitragel in doing this. Okay, so that is the Ritva, adds in those two words, so it's a case of ribis. Tosis also talks about, there's little Tosis on top, is zechuches, that even though the Gemara in Sota says that since there was a churban based on Mikdash, we don't use glass, white glass, all these takadas that we don't use for churban abayis, items we don't use, things that we don't do at weddings. So the Gemara in Sota says that since the base of this was destroyed, we don't use white glass. Sakar Gemara here say that you should wear white glass. Right, use white glass, which is easily broken. So the Gemara says maybe it just means it wasn't bata lagamre, it just means it wasn't common. It wasn't common to be around, but it's possible to get it. Okay, that's what Tosis adds on, but that's the Chuches Levan. Okay, now we get back to what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah explains that if I have a clothing of someone's, I have to take it out, shake it out once every 30 days, and also I have to spread it out if it needs to be spread out so it doesn't get rotted or ruined. So I have to spread it out, says the Mishnah, Lutzarcha avalo l'tzchvodo. I can spread it out for its own needs, for the purpose of the garment, but not for my needs. Like if I want to just spread it out, so because I have a very fancy guest coming, and I know they'll appreciate this fine silk, I'm not allowed to do that. Ibailu, ask the Gemara, what about if it's both? Litzarcho u litzarcha mai. What if it's a little of both? So Tashma, Shodcha litzarcha u litzarcha, our Mishnah says litzarcha, only for its purpose. Litzarcha in, halitzarcho u litzarcha lo. So Medayi, if it must be only litzarcha, but not for both. But aim say for the next line of the Mishnah, avalo lechvodo. Lechvodo hu delo, halitzarcha, litzarcha, shaper dami. So which is it from our Mishnah? Each line of our Mishnah is mashma something else. Elameha lekala mashma mina. It must be that our Mishnah cannot prove either way. Cannot prove either way, and therefore, you have to prove it from somewhere else. The Shiva Kubatsis notes that in sometimes other Gemaras, when you have diukim like this, the Gemara will reinterpret the Seifa and say, Nase kimi sha'amar, something like that. Right? It'll say, Lishotcha, then it's fine. But if it's Lishotcha, if it's Lishotcha, Ulishotcha, it's Nase kimi sha'lishotcha, and it's no good. But the Gemara doesn't do that here. It just says, Lekha Lamash Ramina. Why? Says the Shita, because our Mishnah says, Aval. If you have an aval in the Mishnah, that's obviously two separate cases. You can't interpret it as trying to stick in one of our diukim, one of our limudim for b'diuk in the Mishnah. So that's why you don't say nasa. You don't have that that type of logic used here in the Mishnah.
Why is Lutzarcha any better?
Because if it's part of your chiyuv hashava, well, Lutzarcho and Lechvodo are the same. Tzarcha lechvodo are basically for your own, for his covet, for his needs. Right, but it also says Litzarcha, yes. Litzarcha, yes, for the garment. Lechvodo, for you, no. What if it's for both?
So, Litzarcha is somewhere in the middle.
But we're not asking about Litzarcha, we're asking about both. Litzarcha u Litzarcha. Right, we're saying, what if it's for both? You take it out for it, but also for you.
So that's the same as asking Litzarcha u Litzarcha?
Right, same thing. We're using it for both purposes. And there we say there's no diik from the Mishnah either way in that case. So Tashma, let's try again. Lo yishtechen lo al gabi mitav lo al gabi magod litzarcho. You're not allowed to spread out an item on a bed or on a magod, on a pole, on a peg litzarcho for your own purposes. Aval yishtechen al gabi mitav al gabi magod litzarcho. But for its purposes, then it's fine. Nizdam l'arachem. What if you have guests? So then, if you have guests, you can't spread it out at all. And we think, why would you put it out for guests for both purposes? So you see, it's aser. See, it's aser to put it out for a combined purpose. Answers the Gemara, no. Shiny hasam demikla kalila. No, over there is different if guests come, because by putting it out by guests, you're burning it up. What does that mean? Imishum ina, imishum ganve. Either it's because of ayin hara, a Nebisha, the Gemara at the beginning of Bava Basra also discusses this, that if I put something in a very public area and it's going to cause people to think about my assets, so that gives me an ayin hara. So that's not allowed. So here you're hurting the person if you put it out. So Yimishim Ina or Yimishim Ganvi, are people going to take it? There are going to be so many people walking in and out of your house, they're going to try to take it. So either way, specifically there it's a problem by Archim, but maybe if it's another case of Litzarcha and Litzarcha, it would not be a problem. So again, no raya either way. So Tashma continuing. Hichnisa l'ravka v'dasha. If somebody puts their cow, their little calf, into a ravka. Ravka is if you have a five or six oxen or cows connected to a plow, and they're all going to do work, but there's a little baby one, and the baby has to nurse from the mother. So you're going to put the baby connected to this whole contraption, but not because you want it to thresh, but because you just want the baby to suckle every little while. If it does, and it happens to thresh also, ksheir, it's okay. It's still kosher. What kind of cow are we talking about? What kind of cow? So Machlokas Rashi Atosas. Rashi says we're talking about a baby eglarufa, a little baby, and therefore we want to know if we know the halacha is by an eglarufa, you're not allowed to do work. An eglarufa is a sharlo ubadba, right? Lo avadba ol, right? It says there's no ol that went on this eglarufa, right? In order to use it to identify, in the case of the anonymous corpse, you don't know where the person, you don't know who killed the person, so you go to the nearest city and you do the whole ceremony with the zikni ha'ir. So if you put this animal, if you had put this animal in just to nurse from the mother, v'dasha k'shera, and the thresh is k'shera, because that was purely litzarcha of the animal. But bishvil shatinak vitadush, but if you put it in there to suckle, but also to plow, you had in mind that this baby should plow also psula. So we say it's pasul. Tosfos says we're talking about paraduma, not eglarufa. Right, based on a Gemara in a few lines from now. But either way, the Gemara has parallels in the halachas between Eglarufa and Paraduma. Both have, not allowed to do work, some similarities between the halachas. So either way, so if you put it in both for threshing and for nursing, pasul. So what do you see? V'ha'acha de l'tzarcha l'tzarcha hu v'ktani psula. So you see, if it's for both, it's pasul. If it's for both, it's not considered purely for the sake of the animal. So too by metzio, we say. Maybe we should say it's the also not considered for the sake of the item, and therefore it's not allowed. So again, the Gemara says, shiny hasam, no, there is different. Amar kra, asher lo ubad ba mikal makom. It's a special din that you can't have any work done with this animal, period. And therefore, even this would be a violation of that. So, if it's such a high standard, so even the Reisha, even the case where you put it in purely to suckle, it still shouldn't be good, because it did thresh Lamaisa. So Gemara says, no, halo dami elaha. No, the following chilik will explain what the distinction is. Ditanana, because the Mishnah says in Parah, that's why Tosfos says now we were talking about Parah before, because now we're quoting a Mishnah for Parah. Rashi would say, no, we're quoting a Mishnah for Parah, but it's because there's a comparison between Eglarufa and Parah. But anyway, says the Mishnah, Ditznan, Shachan Ela Ov Kishera. What happens if a bird flies onto the back of the Parah? Have you ever watched these sheep up on the mountain over here? Sometimes you see birds hitching a ride on the back of the sheep. It's amazing. So here, what happens if a bird flies onto the back of the para? So k'shera, that's not called working the animal. It's not carrying a load. The bird went on it by itself. You had no, it wasn't nihusa, it wasn't, right, you weren't happy with it, so it just happened. So kshera. But Allah allah zachar, let's say, just to, again, without your knowledge, a zachar goes onto the para and has relations with the cow. Psulas, that passels, even though both happened by themselves. One of them, the bird went on, no problem. But if a zachar went on, again, it's a para, it's a female, but if a zachar went on it, so then it's psula. So what's the difference? So my taima, kid Rav Papa, what's the chiluk between a bird going on it and a zachar going on it? It must be like Rav Papa. Dama Rav Papa, because Rav Papa says, iksiv ubad v'karinan ubad. If the pasuk had said ubad, meaning worked, ubad is totally reflexive, you don't have anything to do with it, hava amina filo mela. You would think every case that happens by itself would be a problem. V'iksiv avad v'karinan avad, and if the case said avad, that you worked it, so avamina ada avad ba'iyu. So you would think only if he himself worked it. The problem is, hashadachsiv avad v'karinan ubad. But the pasuk says ubad, but without the vav, so it's spelled avad. So you have meet something in the middle. Binan ubad dumya da avad. So you need a case of ubad. Only something that when it happens by itself, dumi da avad, similar to a case where you would have done it, where you'd be happy with it. Just like avad, where you did something, it's obviously because you wanted to do it. So too, ubad is a case where you wanted it to be done, and that's why you're happy with a zachar going on it, because that's going to create babies. Right? You want a lot of little baby cows walking around, baby calves. But when it comes to the bird, you don't really care that a bird goes on the back of it, so therefore it's not considered nichale.
But why isn't threshing?
Sorry?
Threshing.
Because you have plenty of other cows doing your threshing. These little feet in between these other cows, I assume, is not doing so much threshing for you. The other cows might have done it deeper without this baby. But ask Tosis, it's a different question. What do we say? So it's nicha for you when the zachar goes on it because it's going to create vlados, and therefore we say it is a problem. Ask Tosis, isn't it more nicha for you to have a paraduma? Is it nicha for you to have a paraduma? How much money a paraduma was worth? You know, the story of Duma ben Nesina, Chazal wanted to give him so much money and he didn't want to wake up his father, so... Why is it nichalei? You'd rather have the paraduma than to have vlados and that apostles the paraduma. That's Tosfos Kasha, but the sixth line of Tosfos Af. V'yim Tomar v'yala aleha zachar my psula havade lo nichalei the apostle ahafsil paraduma yikarish at the mail yikarim b'shul davar muat. So you'd rather not have the par. You'd rather have the paraduma. So what does Tosfos answer? V'yesh lomar dim haisak sheira havenichalei v'lakachin lahachshir. No, the point is, not without the factor of paraduma. If it wouldn't possible the paraduma, then he would be happy with it. You can't take that factor involved. That's what we're talking about. Is it going to be possible or kosher for the paraduma? That's the result. That's the application. Before you get there, we have to decide, is it nicha for you or not? So generally, it is nicha for you. Because it's nicha for you, therefore it will possible for the paraduma. But you can't take that factor into account when you're determining nichusa. Meaning... you don't look at nichusa as a lamaisa. Tachlis, if you take everything into account, tachlis, mitzius, are you happy or not? You're right, you're upset. But that's not how you interpret it, number one. But number two, the other pshat is that the Shlomo Kubatzis quotes the Rash Mikutzi. The Rash Mikutzi in the... where's my shita? I don't know where it is. The Rash Mikutzi, the Shlomo Kubatzis quotes the Rash Mikutzi and he says, no, why don't you say it here? The Asami Kutzi tirates the Hacha Lo Sagia De Lo Neima Psula. You can't say it. Why? The Yamrik Shera. If you say Sof Maisa, okay, it's not Nicha for you. Therefore, it's going to be kosher. Hakiva De Lo Mafsid Mi De Lo Sagia De Lo Nicha. V'tipasel. The second that you say that you want to have this Para Aduma, so then it's Nicha for you to say that it's kosher. So you still have Nichusa. He said it's like circular logic. Every time, at the end of the day, you're going to say you're happy with it. You're happy with what that to still have the para aduma, and therefore you're not happy with the babies. So then, it's still not going to work because in a regular case you are happy with the babies. It basically works out that it's not like Tosa that says you go by the mitzius, but you just go by you, even if taking into account the factor of be happy with para aduma, he works out that the you wouldn't be able to say that that the para aduma thought would break it up. Where does this come up, Lamaisa? Paraduma is called Lamaisa with Nihusa Nichale. So it's a question of Reb Chaim. Question of Reb Chaim. What does Reb Chaim ask? We know Mita Araisa, there's halacha of Chatzitza. Of Chatzitza, interference on a body between the water and the body. So we know Mita Araisa, it's only a problem with Rubo and Makpid. If it's on the robe of my body, and I'm Makpid that I don't like to have it on, I'm Makpid about it. Rubo, Makpid, I'm wearing a wetsuit. Right? That's where it's Midaraisa. Midarabanan is one or the other. Midarabanan, Chazal say, either Ruba or Makbid. If it's on the most of my body, even if I'm not Makbid about it. If it's on a miut of my body, even if I am, right? As long as I am Makbid about it, right? One or the other would also be a problem of Chatzisa Midarabanan. So asks the Olam. So Rabbi Chanan quotes this in Kovas Ha'aretz in the Hosafis Simen Dalad. He says, Umakshin, on the case of Rubo ve'eno Makbid eno Chotzeis. Right? If it's Rov and you're not Makbid, so then it's not Chotzeis. But one second, ask Rabbi Chanan, Kivit to be Drabanan Mia Chotzeis. Midarabanan is Chotzeis. Right? Because it's Rov, so it's Makbid, and therefore you are, it's Chotzeis, therefore you're Makbid about it, and therefore it should be Psol Daraisa, Chatzisa Daraisa. You're right, really Rubo Makbid you need for the Chatzitza Daraisa. But either or is it a Durabanan, it's a Chatzitza Durabanan. So ask the Olam, says Rabbi Chanan, one second, in the case of Rubo and Eino Makbid, but because now that's an Issa Durabanan, you are Makbid to have it, because you don't want to violate the Issa Durabanan. So it turns into the Daraisa again. Rubo Makbid. He says, Havalei Makbid, Videvi Chatzitza Daraisa. And it makes a lot of different nafkaminas in terms of whether a woman went to the mikvah ready. So says Rabbi Chaim, no. The Eino Chotzeis Mida, Reb Chaim gives one answer. The Eino Chotzeis Mida Araisa El Hechata Makbid Al Chol Harov. Chatzitza Araisa means when you're Makbid on the Rove. They have to go together. It's not that you have Rove and Makbid. Two factors. It's Makbid on the Rove. That's the Daraisa. So here, even though you're Makbid, you're not Makbid on the Rove. You're Makbid that the Chazal say that even a Mir is a problem. So that's why it's still not going to be a Chatzitza Araisa. That's what Reb Chaim says. A Chiddush in Chatzitza. But says Reb Chanan, no! Look at our issue. Look at our Tosfos. Because look at the Tosfos of Mitzvah Daflamid out of left field. Why? What does Tosfos say? You don't look at the factor of Para Aduma to determine Nichusa. That's the result. You look at the factor of are you happy with this or not, having the Vladis. Once you determine that, then you could throw it and use it for the application of Para Aduma. So says Rabbi Chanan, the same thing with Chatzitza. Are you happy? Forget Halacha. Are you happy about, are you Makbid about this being on your body or not? If you're not Makbid about it being it on your body, so then Chazal would say, well, it's only a Chatzitza Rabbanan. You can't say, oh, because of the Halacha, you turn into Makbid. No, you can't say that. That's right here, Tosfos in Bava Tzvi Daf Lamed. That's the Rabbi Chanan's Ha'ara on our Gemara.
Would Rashi have the same
Dik as Tosfos? Would Rashi have the same Dik? Because the Limudim are the same. They learn one to the other. Gemara's in Sota.
Isn't Edla Arufas? Oh, you mean Rashi would agree that a Parah Dim of the Halacha?
I think so, right? The halachas are the same, whatever they're talking about. Because Egla Ruf and Paraduma, you learn one from the other. Tan Rabbanan, oh, two dots. Klei chesed v'klei nechoshim mishtamish bohen. So our Mishnah said, all different types of kalim, you have to use them in order to make sure they don't get moldy. So Tan Rabbanan, hamoti klei yitz mishtamish bohen bishvil shel yirkavu. We have a whole list of kalim here. Wooden kalim, one should use so that they don't get rotten. Klei nechoshim mishtamish bohen b'chamen, avol, your copper klei, use in hot water, because that's good for it. Avol oy de'ar, but don't put it on a fire. B'nei shemashchikon, that will wear it out. Klei chasef, mishtamish bohen b'tzonin, silver kalim, use in cold, avol lo b'chamen, but not in chamen, b'nei shemashchikon, because that blackens it. Right, and therefore, that's why generally we don't use our silver kosos for hot water, right? You can assume, and that's why in Hilchos Pesach it comes up, right? The question of how to kasher your kosos for Pesach, right? So the minog that many have is to be magalim, put them in hot water. That's the minog of many. But me'ikar adin, what probably is needed is just wash them in cold water. Why? Because Kabbalah kapolto. These who ever got had hot drinks in there, you never had a hot cup of coffee in here. The only chashash is maybe was it? Do you put this in the dishwasher with other hot? Probably not. You don't put your silver into the dishwasher. So it was probably rinsed off in lukewarm water at most. So, me'ikar adin, all you have to do, as it says here, in klei chesef, you only use betzonein, you don't use bechamin. So therefore, probably me'ikar adin only need to rinse it, but the minhag is to be magil, if one wants to be magil. But if it's too difficult, one could probably rinse. Okay, so that's betzonein. Magrefos v'kardumos, what about shovels and axes? V'shamesh bohen barach, could use those for soft items. When you shovel something, use it soft. A little bit kasha. You can't bang it and use it in something hard. That's going to ruin it. Golden or glass kalem, don't touch them. Till a yonah becomes, they're probably going to break. Therefore, just leave them there. Ukaderach sha'amru ba'aveda, kachamru b'pikadon. And just like these halachas apply by a lost item, so too by a item that you're guarding. So, where's the pikadon? I didn't take a bang. What do you mean? How can you use the pikadon? V'kadam, let the owner come and use it. You're just guarding it for him. So Amar Rav Ada, Bar Chama, Amar Rav Sheshes, no. But v'kadam shalchu bai lehem l'medinas hayam. It's a v'kadam that basically has the status of an aveda. It's a v'kadam where the owner went to medinas hayam, and therefore you have to take care of it, because he's not there to help himself. After the year, you still know, you still, it's interesting, here you still know whose it is. You know whose it is. I don't know, it's like Zuta Shoyam, or even if it has a simen, you know, it's yours, by Pikadon. He gave it to you, how long did he tell you to watch it for? He's not back after...
By the Aveda,
it becomes yours.
So it never comes to Eliyahu.
By the Aveda. By the Aveda, it doesn't come to Eliyahu. Hopefully Eliyahu comes that year. The Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah said, if you find something that is beneath your covet to pick it up, then you don't have to pick it up. So, where's the source of that? That halacha, that there are times that there's a p'tur on the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Right? There is no p'tur on the mitzvah of tefillin. There's no p'tur on the mitzvah of Bin Adam Lamakal. But Adam Lachaveiro, specifically Hashavas Aveda, has certain p'turim. I don't have to do the mitzvah if it's beneath my covet. What case is that? The Tana Rabbanan v'hizalamta. Pa'amim shata misalem, u'pa'amim shiata misalem. Sometimes you have the halachic right to literally make yourself disappear and not pick up the item. Ha'ketzad, three cases. Ko'haya kohen v'haya b'beis akvaris. If you're a kohen in a cemetery, meaning if you would have to go into the cemetery and be metame yourself in order to get the lost item, you don't have to. Right, because the Kodesh Bar, your covet of Kedushas Kahuna comes before the Isser, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. O shahaya zakein ve'ena lechichlodo, or it's you're a zakein. What is zakein? Somebody who's old. So the Ritva says zakein elami ein zakein elami shakana chacham, meaning chacham. Zakein is zikna, but somebody who's a tamar chacham, who's it's beneath his covet to go get this item. Whatever the case might be, or it's a case where your stopping to work for those 2 minutes to pick up the item would cause you more of a loss than the whole item is worth. Meaning you're in diamonds and you're working on a diamond and you're going to pick up his pencil, right? So your time is worth much more than that. So also there's a p'tur. Right, so that's why in those cases you say v'his alamta. So the Gemara says the ma'aser kara. Which of these cases do you need the pasuk to teach me? So ilim l'kohen v'beis akvaris. Is it for the kohen case? The Gemara says pshit. That's an obvious one. Why? Hi asay v'hai los asay v'asay. Right, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is an asay, and right hashay teshivim la'achicha, and kahuna is a los asay v'asay. Right, the last Rashi l'nefesh lo itama babav kadoshim yule lokehen. Right, so an asay, and we know below asi asay v'dochi es los asay v'asay. An asay can't be doche an asay and a los asay. So of course, you know that's not that can't be what the pasuk is referring to. V'su lo dachin nisur mikamim amona. And also, just because for a mitzvah indeed imamonis, you're not doche an isur. So can't be talking about that. So the Gemara is going to go on to talk about a different possibility. But let's talk about this for a couple of minutes first. Rashi already asked a question. Rashi Akadosh. What does Rashi say? 1 minute. Kahuna is Aveda is not docha kahuna. Why? Because Aveda is a mitzvah and asay, and kahuna is an asay and a los asay. Aveda also has a los asay to it. It's even, right? Right. What is the los asay? Lo tuchal es aleim. So Rashi says, "Hi asay hashet tishivein v'yavagad the los asay nami ika." Right? I hashet tishivein hashavas Aveda. The playing field is level. They each have an asay and a los asay. Says Rashi, no, the los asay by Aveda makes no difference. Ein lo sase mo ilidchos lo sase. Ela ase hu tekadachilei. When you have the principle of ase doche blank, having a lo sase teamed up with that ase doesn't help it at all. Doesn't help with the power of the principle of ase doche lo sase. Ase doche lo sase. Ein ase doche lo sase vase. But the lo sase along with the ase doesn't help. Doesn't help at all. So says Rashi, that is why it doesn't make a difference. There is a Ritva, we've mentioned it a number of times in the past, the Ritva quoting his Grand Rebbe, the Ramban in Kiddushin, which was another answer to this question. The Ramban asks that on Daf Lama Dalet and Maseches Kiddushin, it lists off all the mitzvahs that are not Zman Grama. Not Zman Grama. And therefore women are obligated in them. For example, Hashavas Aveda, Mitzvahs Ma'akeh, Shiluach HaKan, all of these are mitzvahs that are not time-bound, and therefore women are obligated. Asks, The Ramban there, I think Tosfos also asked this question, 1 minute, What do you mean? Even if these mitzvahs were time-bound, women were still be obligated in them. Why? Because there's a lo saseh connected to all these mitzvahs. All these mitzvahs have a lo saseh. Ma'akev, lo sasen dam beveisecha, hashev es aveda, lo tuchal lehisalem, shiluach hakan, right? Shalech shalach saim, lo tikach emal abanim. They all have lo saseh. And women are obligated in all lo saseh, even time-bound ones. So why does the Gemara give these examples as non-time-bound mitzvahs? Even if they would be time-bound, the women would be obligated in them. Answers the Ramban. Ram says, Tosfos also asked the question. So the Ramban, though, gives the answer, what Tosfos does not ask. And the Ramban says, you know why? Because even though there are los assays by these mitzvahs, those los assays are secondary to the assays. Those los assays are just to be machazek the assay that they're with. So they're not regular los assays. Meaning, the afal got the ispu los assay, ain't ho ikar el assay shabahem. Velo asa los assay, el lekiyume la assay. Meaning, the mitzvah makas put up a fence. Put up a fence, because if you don't put up a fence, you're going to kill somebody. But there's no separate isra of losas and dabim v'esecha. That's just to be mechazik the assay. V'yasiz ma'akel agagecha, ubo harasun v'akavana, v'yachagaf losas and dabim v'esecha, glom lo ta'akev milas mitzvah zu. Really do this mitzvah. And because the assay is the ikr, women would be pturos from these losasays, had it been time bound. Amazing chiddush by the Ramban. That's why it has to be that these mitzvahs women are obligated in, only because they are not time bound. So that's one source we have the relationship between assay and los assay. So maybe you could say the same thing here. Same thing here, that isn't there a los assay? The answer is no. Los assay here is it's in the background. It's just even if you want to say that the los assay is going to make a difference with assay docha los assay, here it wouldn't, because this los assay is just to be mekayim the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. How do you know? You have to look at Chazal.
Are they counted?
Yeah, Zachar v'Shamah.
What? They are counted, yes. They're counted as two separate mitzvahs. Yes, one. It's counted as a mitzvah and a lo saseh. The Ramban doesn't argue doesn't have a hasag on the Ramban that you shouldn't count it. So it is counted as a separate aveira, but in lumdis, conceptually, it's linked and there to be mechazek the aseh, and therefore it wouldn't be strong enough for zman grama. And also, we're suggesting that maybe it wouldn't be good enough for aseh docha lo saseh. Even if you want to say it would make a difference. How do you know? You have to look at Chazal.
And according to Tommy, the los assay is the primary and the assay is secondary.
Or they're both. They're both important. In most cases, you could just say they're both independently significant. The other interesting makar related to this is the Tosef Bava Basra, which is due by the Shem at the end of August. Right, Tosef, the first parak of Bava Basra, Daf Ches, Tosef there talks about staka. But staka, the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim forced another one to give staka. Forced. Tosa said, the Gemara in Chulin tells us that you never force by a mitzvah where the schar is open in the Torah, Matan Schar B'tzida. Where the Torah says the schar, then you don't force, because what's forcing? You're forcing? No, the Torah is forcing you. Look in the Torah. The Torah says you're going to lose out the schar if you don't do the mitzvah. So you don't force. They ask Tosa, why they force by tzedaka? It says that you're going to get special bracha, if you give tzedaka. So Tosa has various answers. One of his answers is that by tzedaka there's also a lo saseh. There's a separate los assay, and therefore you're going to force that because of that los assay you're forcing, not just because of the assay. Tosfos does not say that the los assay of staka is just backgrounds for the assay. Los ametz levavcha. You would think naso titin lo, give staka, and you know what? Really give staka. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Does Tosfos argue on that whole principle? Maybe, but Tosfos in Kiddushin doesn't say that whole principle of the Ramban. Maybe he doesn't have such an idea of having a los assay in the background. Either way, that is related to this discussion of what happened to the los assay of aveda. There's a big discussion we've had a long time ago, I don't think so recently, and that is in general assay docha los assay. How does that work in lumdis? Right, when we say the assay docha los assay, sitzis is docha shatnis, milos docha tsaras, how does that work? Is that really literally docha? Assay docha los assay? And therefore the los assay still exists, but you're allowed to do it. Or no. Assay docha los assay means what we would call hutra. When there's an assay, the los assay doesn't exist. Part of the definition of the aveira is doing it as rebelling against God. But the second that you're not rebelling against God, you're doing a mitzvah, and that's why you're doing this act, then there's no aveira. The aveira falls away. The most clear lashon of that formulation of assay hutra, los assay, you don't need any rishonim, all you need is a shas. Right at the bottom of Shabbos Kuflam Gimel, Rabbeinu Nissim Gon, right on the page, has that exact formulation. When you're doing the assay, there's no Maisa Mered of the Los Assay, and therefore the Los Assay falls away. He says it clearly about six times over. Rabbeinu Nissim Gon in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel. And again, various nafkaminas, just to mention one, connected to Argamara. Argamara says an assay is not Docha and Assay and a Los Assay. Right? It's a team. Why? Because it also has an assay involved. What happens if you do it? Asay ain't dachalos asay vasay, ain't asay dachalos asay vasay. So the Mishnah Melech has a safek. What if you did the asay? Do you get malchus? Right? Do you say the asay wipes out the los asay, and then there's only the asay left over on the other side? Or do you say no, that you're still going to get malchus because the whole thing doesn't work? So some achron in the Mishnah says maybe it's totally not our issue, right? If you say it's hutra, so that it doesn't exist, period, and you're not going to get malchus. But if you say it's tuchuya, maybe it still would exist. And here, because halach, the mechanism wasn't allowed to work, you're still going to get malchus. Okay, many other nafkaminas as well. How much do you need it to be exactly the same at the same time? Okay, let's continue now. Then we'll get back to other hashkafa of asay dochalos asay if we have time at the end. Right, the Ramban and Yisro and others. Says the Gemara. So what do you need the pasuk for to say that you're allowed to be putter from hashavas aveda? So if you say it's because of the kohen, so you don't need the pasuk for that because that in asay dochalos asay vasay. So says the Gemara. Ella, maybe it's the second case. L'shalom ruba mishel chaveiro. Maybe it's the case where if you're being mevatel, your work will be cost more than the item is worth. So then we say that you don't have to do it. So something wrong. You also don't need a pasuk for that. Mid Rav Yehuda Amarav Nafka. Dam Rav Yehuda Amarav. Efes kilo yibacha evyon. Right, there shouldn't be amongst you a poor person. Shalacha kodim l'shal kol adam. Right, you come before others. Meaning chayecha kodman. So what is the pasuk teaching me? Ella l'zakim einol vichvodo. The case must be the third case. By a zakin, by a tamar chacham, who is not his covet to get the aveda. That's what the pasuk is telling me. V'his alamta. That's what the pasuk is referring to. Period. Amar Rabba, he chisha chayeva. But let's say you hit it was a lost animal and you hit it. You hit it to start going back to the owner. So once you hit it, then you're chayev to do the whole mitzvah of hashavas aveda. Right? If you didn't touch it, so maybe you have some pturim. Let's say the chacham has a ptur. But the second that he hit it, tough luck on him. Right? Rashi says, ho'il v'hischil. Since you started, so then you have to continue. What is this? Based on ho'il v'hischil? So, one might suggest it is based on the principle of hamaschil b'mitzvah, omer lo gemar. We start a mitzvah, you got to finish it. What's the source of that principle? It's a beautiful sefer, nasiach b'chukecha. Zibukecha by Rabbi Leibowitz, who was my chavrus in Woodmere, so his brother. It's a brother who's a rav in California. So he wrote a sefer. The Chaye Adam has a couple of simanim about rules and regulations of mitzvahs. So he has a parak on Zvizim Akdim L'mitzvahs, and he has a chapter on Mitzvah Baliyad Adach Misena, and he has a chapter on Maschel B'mitzvah, Omam Lo Gemar, and Shluchim Mitzvah in Nizokin, all the mitzvahs Ruchas Kavana, all the principles of mitzvahs. So there he quotes. There are many sources of Allah Torah. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. Where's the source for Amaskel B'mitzvah Omim Lo Gemar? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Pinchas to be Nikom Nikmas Hashem B'midyan. Why Pinchas? So Hashem says, hey, you started, Cosby and Zimri, you started it, so, you know, you finished the job. Right? Amaskel B'mitzvah Omim Lo Gemar. And we have this also by Rashi and Parshas Ekev, Kol HaMitzvah. Right? Rashi is called Kol HaMitzvah, do all the mitzvah. HaMaskel B'mitzvah, Omer Lo Gemar. So whenever we start doing a mitzvah, we have to try to finish it. He does point out that Rashi elsewhere says, even if you're not going to be able to finish the mitzvah, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't even start it. It says it that way too. Moshe Rabbeinu set aside the 3 Ari Miklad in Eber HaYardin, even though they weren't going to work as Ari Miklad until Yeshua Ben Nun set aside the other 3. But still, HaMaskel B'mitzvah, we tell them to finish it, but we also say, if you're not going to finish it, but still be maskel b'mitzvah, right? It works both ways. Either way, so that's the din here that Rabbi says, according to Rashi, if you hit the animal, chayiv, but you gotta start, you gotta return the animal. Because once you started the mitzvah, you gotta finish it. Abai havi yosef kami de Rabba. Abai was once sitting in front of Rabba, who just said this halacha, chazal hanachizit de kaimu. He saw that there were a bunch of goats there, wandering around. Shokal kalav shadabu, he took a clod of dirt and threw it at them. You were just obligated yourself in doing this mitzvah, so get up and be mahader, be machzer the animal, right? Because you caused the animal to move somewhere, so once you started it, you have to finish it. What if you have somebody who's in the field, you have a lost animal in the field, so there's not so many people around here. So I'll return it here, it's not so embarrassing. But if I'm walking around with a donkey in the middle of town, forget it. That would be a beneath by covet. So ma, what's the halacha? The animal's now in the sadeh. Mi amrina, do we say hashava ma'alya be'inan? You have to return it. Hashava ma'alya v'kivan delav darke lahachzir be'ir lo lachayev. Here, you don't have to return it because, the way the Rush explains the suffix, because you're not going to be able to do the whole thing, you don't have to do anything. Odilma, no. What do you say? Besada miyasu dechayevle. No, at least in the sada you have to. Vekivin dechayevle besada yechayevle ba'ir. And once, so, but here, or do you say that? No. Once you obligated yourself b'shaito and you have to start doing it, then you have to return it. Do you say that no, bi'ikaron, it's not your covet to do the whole mitzvah, so you don't have to? Or do you say, no, once you started it, teku, so we don't have an answer to that question. Amar Rava, kol she bishalo machzir, bishal chaveyor nami machzir. Anything that you would, how do you determine whether it's beneath your, my covet or not? You're not going to say anything is beneath my covet, so I have to be honest. So anything that I would return of my own object, bishal chaveyor nami machzir, right? Ha'kol rechem kamocha. You also have to return your friends. And also the same halacha, there's halacha of unloading and loading up, helping to load an animal. Any time that my own animal, I would help unload and load up. My friend also, I have to. So the same halachas apply. Rabbi Shalber, Rabbi Yossi, Havi Kozabu Urcha, one time he was going on the way, Paga Beahu Gavra. He saw, met somebody, Havi Dari Pischa de Ufe, somebody was carrying a whole bundle, a whole bundle of wood, osvinu v'kamispach. So he saw this person put it down to take a rest. So amalei dalili. So the guy said to Rabbi Shmuel, you know, help me up with the load. Amalei kamishavet. How much is this whole load worth? Amalei pagad azuza, half a zuz. So Rabbi Shmuel didn't want to do it. So he'd rather pay him for it. So yovli pagad azuz. He gave him half a zuz, but he wasn't interested in shlaving it himself. So afgrei. So Rabbi Shmuel paid for it, and then he was mafgrei. Then what happened? Hader zache behu. So the guy took it back. The guy took it back. So how the Yalev Hag of the Zuz? He gave him another half a Zuz. Biafkar, and he was mafkarit. So Chazi Davi Koboyle Medel Miskibu. So Rabbi Shaul states, the guy wants to get it back a third time. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Shaul says to him, you know what? L'kulayam mafkarinu, l'chalo afkarinu. I was mafkarit to the whole world, but not to you. Therefore, you can't take it back. Rav Shemach says, why wasn't he just mafkarit in his heart? Why did he have to tell him about it? So the halacha is, he says, you know, you see from here, even though there's a machlokas in another Gemara, whether you have to do hefker in front of three, that's a machlokas. But you have to at least do hefker in front of one. That everybody agrees to on a daraisa level. You can't be mafkir in front of yourself. You have to at least do it in front of one. So he says, I was only mafkir to the whole world. So Gemara says, does that work? Well, we have a hefker. Ki agamna, does hefker work only to everybody else? But nah, the Mishnah says in Peah. Bishami omer hefker laniim hefker. Beisil omer eino hefker. Bishami says, could you be mafker just to the poor people? Bishami says yes. Beisil says no. Ashi hefker laniim alashim kishmita. It has to be hefker to the whole world. So what did he do? So Ella, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yosi, Lekulei Alma Afkarina. Really, he was mafker to everybody, but he was faking the guy out. It was milsa ba'amu deukme. He didn't want the guy to notice. He was lying to him basically in order so that he didn't take it back. He says, no, I wasn't mafker to you. He really was. He was, but he just didn't want him to take it back. So therefore, he was. That's what he said. V'har b'shalber b'yosi. One second. Zakim in the big photo. So now, getting back to why this is here, he didn't have a mitzvah. He was b'shalber b'yosi, one of the great Amoraim. So why did he have to? Why do you have to give it back before? Why do you have to give it back anyway? So b'shalber b'yosi l'fnim mishur sadinu da'ava. You're right. He went l'fnim mishur sadin. He didn't have to, but he was going above and beyond. Going above and beyond. And this is not, as we know, a chacham can be mochel on his coffin. A king cannot, but a chacham mochel on his coffin. Zilzul chacham, he's not allowed to be mochelin. So that's kavod haTorah. But mechila, just a lack of kavod, he's allowed to be. The Tani of Yosef, as the Brisa says, Vodatam lahem ze beis chayeim. If you teach them, this is beis chayeim, Rashi says, you have to teach them how to make a parnasa. Es haderach zugumilas chasadim. Yelchu ze biker cholim, ba zukvura. The esamasa ze hadin, asher yasun, zu lifnim mishuras hadin. Lifnim mishuras hadin is learned out from a pasuk. Fascinating machlokas we've shown him here. In the Torah, the mitzvah of prika uti'ina, the mitzvah of unloading and loading, is by an animal. Does it apply to a person? So the Rashba says from this Gemara is pasha that, yes, before Gemara, prika uti'ina apply to people. The Radvaz says, no, he has a way to get out of learning this Gemara, but the Radvaz argues. He says, the Rashba says the Kal Vachomer. If it's a mitzvah to unload your animal, of course it's a mitzvah to unload a person. Says the Radvaz, no, the person should take it off himself. It's his fault it took such a heavy load. Why did he load himself so heavy that he needs help? It's his fault. He shouldn't have taken it. He's hurting his own back. Anyway, it's a machlokas we've shown him whether the mitzvah of prika uti'ina, even though this Gemara sounds like a hardcore proof, so the Rashba, the Radvaz, and the Teshuva has a way out. And there's a big discussion in the Achronim what the lumdus is. Amar Rav, let's finish up to the Mishnah. Yelchu zebikir cholim. Hayde gemilat chasadim. Ask the Gemara, one second. We had a Es haderech was gemilas chesed. So what do you need a special word in the pasuk to teach me biker cholin? So l'nisrochel ben gilo. No, to teach me even ben gilo, even for somebody who the Chazal assume was born in the same celestial, under the same celestial force as you are, and therefore the Gemara says by there, by that, the Amar Mar, Ben Gilo Notel Echa Mishisha Mechalio, the Gemara Nadarim says that if you go visit somebody who is your Ben Gilo, you take 1/60th of his illness. So therefore you might think, I'm going to get sick by this. So I don't have to do that. So Bafilo Hachi, Mi Baidle Mezel Lagabe. No, still a Mitzvah Biker Cholim, you still got to go. Bazu Kvura, Hanig Milas Chazatim. What do you mean, Kvura? Kvura is included also Gemilas Chesed. Lo Nesrocha Elo Zakeh Minan Lefik Fodo. No, that's even a Zakeh, meaning there's no Pturim by Kvura. By Kfura, everybody's got to do it. Asher Yasa Zulaf Nimishur Asadin, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Locharva Yushalayim, El Al Shadana Badin Torah. Yushalayim was only destroyed because they judged, they went by the Torah. So verse says, El Adina de Megizta Ladainu. Why is that bad? They should make up their own din? They should make up their own din of some dictator? So El Aima, no, it means Shehemidu Dineim Al Din Torah, below of Dru Lifnim Mishur Asadin. No, it means they didn't do Lifnim Mishur Asadin. They went by the letter of the law totally, they didn't give an inch. That's why the Churban happens. Maybe tomorrow, Bezron, we'll start with the Rambam and Hilchas Avel about Gemilas Chesed, and also how this Gemara works with the other Gemara that we know, that the first base of the Gemara in Yuma, the base of Midrash was destroyed because of the big three and because of Sin Aschinam. Right? So what do you mean it was destroyed because of this? Okay, Bezron, we'll pick up with that tomorrow. Agun Yom HaMiyuchas.